And don't get thrown off or tricked by this question. But what do a Christian t-shirt, a cross necklace, a Jesus bumper sticker, and John the Baptist all have in common? It's pretty obvious. They all bear witness to Jesus Christ, who takes away the sins of the world. I wasn't trying to fool you. The Sunday school answer will work today. Jesus Christ. And they were all created for that purpose of pointing to Jesus, to enable others to see the light. So here again in our gospel lesson, we stand in the light of this wild ox of a man, John the Baptist, who has interactions with the crowd, the tax collectors, and the soldiers, all asking what they should do. For each group, John has a specific answer. For the general public, it's easy. Share. If you have two of something, share one. For the tax collector, it's to treat people fairly. For the soldier, it's to be ethical in their civic duty. All of them have come to John seeking repentance and direction, asking now, what shall we do? And John looks into their lives and sees a need for change as they prepare for the coming of the Messiah, who would baptize them with the Holy Spirit and fire. John bore witness to the coming Messiah by living out God's love and grace and bearing much fruit, and the people recognized it and wanted it as well. Now, bearing witness is something very interesting. We see it all over the place, especially now with Christmas on its way in our shopping malls and other places. You've all seen it before. You're walking down the way. Someone lunges out to you with this lotion. Try some of this. You'll like it. Just put it on and see how smooth and nice it feels. Or they come to you with a cell phone and say, how's your cell phone working? This is the latest thing. You want this cell phone, the newest, the greatest thing. It's fabulous. You're going to want it. We see it driving down Tamiami Trail. When we see the sandwich board guys out there waving and saying, come and see this product. You're going to want it. And my favorite, of course, is walking through Costco. Someone lunges out with some kind of meat on a stick. Eat this. Taste it. You're going to want this. It's all about marketing. If you like it, you tell others about it, you buy it, others will do the same. Now, if the marketers are really slick, they'll get some TV personality or someone with the perfect teeth to endorse their product. It worked on me. I had one of those Total Gyms that Chuck Norris endorsed for a very, very long time. I knew Chuck Norris. He was a fabulous action hero, and he was a pretty cool guy. He had a six-pack. I was in high school. I wanted a six-pack, too. So what did I do? I bought the Total Gym. I thought that I couldn't live without it, so I got one. Now, John the Baptist wasn't a huge action hero. He wasn't an attractive model with perfect teeth, but God didn't care. He still called John to bear witness to something that he knew he couldn't live without, the coming Messiah. You remember how the gospel writers described John the Baptist, which I mentioned last Sunday. He was a man out in the wilderness, wearing clothes made out of camel's hair and eating locusts and honey, all of which was probably caught in his long, scraggly beard. So why were all these people coming out to the wilderness to see this wild ox of a man who was bug-eating and wearing roadkill? Well, the people went out to see a prophet, a man of God living out what he believed and bringing change into other people's lives. The Israelites hadn't seen a prophet like this for 400 years. The people were excited, because they did see more than a prophet out there. They saw lives being changed. So they kept on coming to be baptized and asking John, what do we need to do? Now, not everybody was so excited about John's actions. Some couldn't understand why John was doing what he was doing. They stood astounded, scratching their heads, saying, if John is not the Messiah, if he's not Elijah, if he's not one of the prophets to come, why is he acting this way and baptizing our people? You see, the Jews were not baptized. They were God's already, the chosen people. They baptized Gentiles, people of other faiths who are not born Jewish. And they had to be washed in baptism as part of the process of becoming Jewish. So through his actions, John the Baptist was suggesting that God's chosen people were no better than the Gentiles in need of the same washing, in need of the same life change. And John called all who would seek the Christ to change their life and witness in their own life this change. And this reminded me of one of my favorite Christian artists, Stephen Curtis Chapman. I think, Father Joe, you mentioned him last week. But Stephen Curtis Chapman, he has a song entitled The Change. Now, if you go back to my very beginning of my sermon, you might have thought that question was a little weird, but Stephen Curtis Chapman asks in this song, he says, a t-shirt that says what he believes, a necklace that says the same thing, the Jesus bumper sticker are all great things. But... And then he asks a series of questions in his chorus, and it says, well, but what about the change? What about the difference? What about the grace? What about forgiveness? What about a life that's showing I'm undergoing the change? So all those other things are great. They point to Christ. But what about the change within you and me? A Christian's life that is marked by grace and forgiveness and a different way of life is the best witness there is. The hard part is living it each and every day, at school, at work, at the grocery store, or driving down the trail when everybody's coming in front of you and it's just crazy, you want to kill everyone. You know, it's hard to do it in those times, but that's when we're called to do it the most, when we need God's grace the most in our life. John the Baptist's life calling was to point to someone greater than he. And because he was a changed man himself, he made the best kind of witness, saying, come, try it, you'll like it, make the change, repent and follow God the Father, and get ready for the one who is coming who will change everything by his love. This is the same calling that all Christians are called to participate in, not out of duty, not to be forced, not even to be thought of as a prerequisite for entering eternal life. Christ-like witness can only come out of a changed heart and soul, out of our love for God and a deep understanding of what he did for us by sending to us his son. It's out of this change and out of our love for God that our love for friends, for families, for neighbors increases, by which we are empowered to witness the life-changing power of the cross. So John called out to the multitudes, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent. Look into your hearts and into your lives. Is there fruit of Jesus' love? Is there a change? Now, this week it also struck me that sometimes when I think of John the Baptist as this stern, serious, no-nonsense kind of guy. Maybe I looked up to him in that sense. But I think that he really had a tender soul, a joy of the Lord. Underneath all that roadkill, between the bugs in his teeth, under his big beard, he really was a soft guy with the joy of the Lord, which I think is very fitting today as we celebrate the candle of joy, our third Sunday in Advent, as we lit the pink candle or the rose candle. Now, Billy Sunday says this. He says this about joy. He says, if you have no joy in your religion, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. If you don't have joy in your religion, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. And if nothing else, on this third Sunday of Advent, as we think of John the Baptist, this wild ox of a man who has this tender bit of joy, if nothing else, it's to remind all the man's men out there that you can be a stern, serious, no-nonsense kind of guy and still have that soft underbelly and joy of the Lord. But really, this third Sunday in Advent is known as that Gaudete Sunday, Rejoice Sunday, since the 9th century. Now, we are a week and a half away from Christmas, so people are really excited about that anyways, about getting new toys, pajamas, maybe a new set of underwear. But it's more than that, right? It's more than that. It's about who is coming at Christmas, who is our joy as Christians. And again, many churches and families symbolize that by leaving the Christ child out of their nativity scene. If you put it up before Christmas, people will leave the Christ child out to remind themselves that it's about Jesus Christ. It's not about the presents and all the glamour. It's about who has come the first time, the first Christmas. And that's what it was about for John the Baptist, the coming of the Christ, who gave him the most joy. And for countless numbers of believers since then, those who are continuing to come to faith from all nationalities, faiths, and backgrounds, who fall on their knees to embrace the one who changed everything in the world, Jesus the Christ, who is our joy. So on this third Sunday of Advent, Sunday of joy, let us look at our own lives and evaluate according to our actions, our priorities, our words, our lifestyle. What is it day to day that we stand for? What is it that we bear witness to in our lives? What is it that our lives call out to those around us? What are we marketing? If we are war signs, billboard signs, saying, you want some of this, what would people get? What would people get? Would they get love and peace and truth, the joy of the Lord? Or would they get frustration or bitterness, indifference, coldness, or impatience? John put himself out there in a way that most of us could never dream, by proclaiming a baptism of repentance and changing the face of his religion. The truth is, we don't have to stand at street corners. We don't have to have strange diets. We don't have to wear weird clothes in order to witness the love of God. John did it. It doesn't hurt. It might help. But he did it because he was called to do that. So what is it that John really did? With God's word in his heart, with his love on his lips, with obedience in his mind, and by God's grace, he lived out the change and let people see Jesus. And that's what every one of us is able to do in our own way. Wear some roadkill, it's okay, but do it your own way. All we got to do is, with God's truth in our hearts, his love on our lips, obedience in our minds, by God's grace, live out the change and let people see Jesus, who is our joy, our love, our peace, in whom we live and move now and forever. There is no greater witness than Christ coming back himself, than a life of change being holy and truly lived out. This is how the Lord seeks to transform the world around us. I don't presume to know why. I just believe it and live accordingly. We are his witnesses. Let us go forth with joy, with love, with peace, and do likewise in the power of the Spirit. Amen.